This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Sunday said Kyiv's forces were in a painful and difficult battle in the eastern Donbas region, which includes the war-torn city of Bakhmut. Zelensky on Sunday thanked his troops who, quote, repelled assaults, destroyed the occupier, undermined enemy positions and logistics, and protected our borders and cities. The Donbas is made up of Donetsk and Luhansk, which Russia claims to have annexed despite never fully controlling it. Peaceful protests turned violent in Greece Sunday after thousands of people took to the streets following the train collision that left 57 people dead, scores injured, and an undisclosed number missing last week, Anthony Karazafa reports.
Black-clad militant youth pierced through protesting crowds, hurling sticks, stones, and gas bombs at Parliament. They set dumpsters and police cars ablaze, forcing thousands of demonstrators to flee. Riot police chased the mobs of youth across the capital, firing several rounds of tear gas that had protesters and bystanders coughing and choking from thick plumes of smoke that quickly cloaked the Greek capital. Six people were detained, five of them arrested. Anthony Karasava for VOA News, Athens.
A crisis over suspected poisonings targeting Iranian schoolgirls is escalating as authorities now acknowledge over 50 schools have been struck in a wave of possible cases. It remains unclear who or what is responsible since the alleged poisonings began in November. Reports now suggest schools across 21 of Iran's 30 provinces have seen suspected cases.